I'm here with Michelle Audette, president of Quebec Native Women. Michelle, can you tell us a little bit more about Quebec Native Women?
Well, first of all, I'm proud to say that Quebec Native Women is one of the most beautiful organizations for Aboriginal women, because we're so many women believing that we need to do great things to change our life. And we've been existing since 1974. And of course, the reason why we're there since 74 is to defend the right of Aboriginal women. And of course, to fight against discrimination, to have better life for the families. We're not only working only with women, but the work that we do, it's also directed to the family, so men are included, elders and youth. So we fought a lot, like I said at the beginning, to denounce the discrimination because of the Indian Act. But since 1989, I would say, we decided to go on the promotion on nonviolence, and then on justice. Health is also a priority. The youth, the justice, the international, and of course to fight against poverty. So there's many things that we do every day in Montreal, near Montreal in Ganawagi at the office, but the membership, it's all over Quebec, the big territory of Quebec.
What are your concerns with regard to systemic violence and missing and murdered Aboriginal women in Canada?
Well, the concern as president, but I would say as the collective of Quebec Native Women, it's to make sure that our voices, our concern, our strategy, because we have some strategy to propose to the government, our recommendation or our needs, it needs to be heard at the government, either the federal one, the provincial government, but also with the non-Native people. And when we look to concern right now, we're trying hard right now to set up a strategy to fight against poverty among First Nation women, Aboriginal women here in Quebec. We're knocking on every door, at the government's door, the private sectors, the unions, et cetera, because we noticed that after all those years that we've been pushing hard to denounce the violence that women are facing and their children in our communities, the big majority of them, it's because they're depending on the financial aspect with their spouses or partner, and they're really in a situation of extreme poverty. And we notice, of course, that when we heard the sister from BC, from Saskatchewan, from Alberta, with all their sister who disappeared or they were murdered and never had a real justice or a real answer of the sad stories, the profile of those women, either they were on the street or homeless or really poor. So we decided here that even if we don't have the same number of missing and murdered women compared to BC, for me as a mother of five children and listening all the mothers that I met so far before Quebec Native Women, with Quebec Native Women, we don't need to have 50 or 100 First Nation women missing or Inuit women. Only one is too much. It's way too much when we're losing a daughter and she's a student, or we're losing a daughter because she's on the street in Val-d'Or or Montreal. It doesn't matter her status or her financial status. As a human being, she doesn't deserve to disappear in those circumstances. So it's our job, our passion, to denounce this reality that it's affecting us also in Quebec.
You mentioned recommendations for the government. Can you share some specific recommendations with us?
Of course. There's many recommendations, but I would say if we go just on promoting nonviolence, Quebec Native Women were part of the partners or organizer for the World March in 2000 with La Fédération des Femmes du Québec. And the priority that we put as a claim within that big movement of the World March for Women. It was promoting nonviolence, but of course, increasing funding on for the Native women shelter on the reserve, because when we compare with the non-Native women shelter, we were receiving only $100,000 compared to our sister who got $400,000. So we were hoping that the government would see that the number are so high in our communities. We only had those days 5 shelter, so we wanted to have a fundamental increase with the budget. We did gain some, they did increase a little bit, but we noticed that the shelter was just a solution. And then we went back and said, no, our next recommendation, it will be to be more proactive. So within the schools, within the houses, our communities, activities, that we will create some tools to promote nonviolence instead being in reaction in a shelter. Shelter is the last step when you're denouncing the violence. So we went back to the source. So what we're claiming to the government, it's we have to make sure that women are no more the poorest of the poor, so they can leave the houses when it's dangerous. They can bring the children with them instead staying at home because they don't have money to pay another apartment or something like that. So one of the recommendations is to make sure that we have better education, we have sustainable development for them, either in the social economy, or economic development, I guess in English, it's one of them. We want to make sure also that they can finish high school. The majority of the women who went through the Native Women's Shelter didn't finish their high school, so we want to work with them to help them too. How do you present yourself when you have an interview? How do you write your letter of intention, your CV, etc., basic stuff. But also what we're recommending to the government, we need to put in place a round table of women leaders so they can become mentors to the other women who had the same experience and they decided to end their that circle of violence and they became leaders, role models. So we want to set up a round table of strong women like that who can transfer their strength to women in need. We're also asking to the government that it doesn't matter the number here in Quebec, but we need to see and we need to find out how come the policing didn't do or did things differently for the missing and murdered women here in Quebec. So we're asking the Quebec government, the federal government, plus the policing, the municipal or the First Nation police, to create a force task to bring some new solution when we're losing a man or a woman here in Quebec, and because he's an Aboriginal person, we want to make sure that he deserves the same, the same thing that a non-Native person would get with the justice or with the public security. Mm-hmm. We want to have the same services, the same treatment, but of course with a cultural different approach. So there's many things that we're claiming, and that's our job, and we do it every day just to make sure that the government brings some change. But also what one of the recommendation that we do, it's with the non-Native people, our friends, our colleagues, or the school, university, or the private sector, to educate them that we're good people, we don't deserve this kind of life, and we're asking them to help us to change and improve our condition of life.
How have these specific requests been received by the government of Canada?
Well, depending the government, depending who's there right now, who was there before, we have to say that when we pushed some recommendation many years ago with the Conservative government, there were some major change made under the discrimination against women because of the Indian Act. But when we go back with this government right now, it seemed like it's more difficult. But I noticed last year the government was willing to, not willing, he was ending a funding that we have. We have a round table of Native Women Shelter and Inuit Shelter that we gather twice a year. And we had a specific amount just for that coming from the federal government. And a couple weeks before the event, they said, well, you won't get it. You won't get this amount no more. Of course, as president, the first thing that I did, I call at the federal government cabinet who is responsible for this funding, and I said, well, I'm kind of lost. I'm kind of shocked because the prime minister said that violence against women in Canada is one of his priorities. The missing and murdered women, he's concerned about that, and he wants to make sure that every woman here in Canada has the chance for a real security. And I said, that's exactly what we're doing. Shelter is a place where women can find security and protection. And then I said, even your speech of the throne, I think in English, was mentioning the same thing. So I said, how come the words coming from your mouth, from your government, when you go on a grassroots level or on the ground where we're at, us, we don't receive the same message. So we were able to save for a year this amount to gather twice a year the shelter, but they told us this is it. 1 year, that's it, that's all. Next year, try to find another way. So that's why I made sure when the Crown met with the First Nation leaders in Ottawa 2 weeks ago, the Quebec delegation, because Quebec Native Women has a seat at the AFNQL, and AFNQL is the Assembly of First Nation Quebec and Labrador. It's the branch of the AFN in Ottawa with Sean Atleo. So they had 14 seats. And for us, Quebec Native Women, we're involved. We're really participating in the vocal aspect, I would say, to share, exchange, or lobby. And we never claimed for a seat because we strongly believe that the leaders, it was a meeting between the elected leaders with the Crown, because it's the Indian Act who created those band council. But I made sure that our voice was really there at the Quebec delegation, that let's not forget the discrimination because of the Indian Act. Let's not forget when you speak with the Crown, because we're not able to be in the room with you. The security was so high. There were dogs sniffing us if we had something. Believe me. We made joke with that. We couldn't believe that as human beings we were written like that. And we told the chief that, yes, discrimination needs to be, the citizenship needs to be discussed or raised, because how can we protect our communities when we don't protect the rights of a citizen? So citizenship is an important issue for Quebec Native women. And the violence against women, men, elders, and youth, and also the poverty, that which includes the education, access for education, blah, blah, blah. And I was really, really pleased that on our side, the leaders really agree with what I was pushing and demanding or hoping. And I went outside and pushed it with every media who agreed to ask questions to Quebec Native Women, to remind that there is discussion among our leaders and the Crown, but we see in the agenda of the government that, whoops, where are the women issue, which is what I named to you. So right after that, I had some phone calls from several cabinets, federal cabinets, to say, hey, Madame Odette, we would like to meet with you. We would like to exchange to see what we can do. So it did open a door. So next week I will be in Ottawa meeting with I don't know how many MPs, along with Native Women of Canada, and it's an initiative of Native Women of Canada, of course, to have that big week of lobbying. But on my side, we managed to, because of the Crown, to have some open doors, that doors that open, I mean, mm-hmm. after this event. So we will try to be direct to tell the truth, but also to prove to the government that they are part of this change. I cannot, me as president or Quebec Native Women, all by ourselves change the life of Aboriginal women. We do need strong commitment from this government and also from the provincial government.
Well, best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.